I was just trying to do my best Tim James impersonation there. Makes sense to me.
Does to me. Does it to you?
More news and views. Last hour when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The $3 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill passed by the House Friday has no chance of becoming law over opposition from Senate Republicans and President Trump. The top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox,
they knew it wasn't going anywhere. You talked to Democrats, they didn't like it, they didn't want it.
Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan says about criticism, there's stuff in the bill that has nothing to do with coronavirus recovery.
The vast majority of this is to help police, fire, nurses, teachers, and small businesses.
Congressman Ryan on Fox Business Network. There are more reopenings in Europe.
Espressos and croissants back on the menu as Italy reopens cafes and restaurants, along with shops, hairdressers and churches. Also reopening in Europe today, the Acropolis in Greece, German beer gardens and Irish golf courses.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a change to start this new week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today, and then they will start to diminish in the overnight hours tonight. Today's high up to about 82, so we're cooler today. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, nice day, comfortable, high in the upper 70s. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. Wednesday's a comfortable day, up around 80. A little warmer Thursday, mid-80s, and teetering close to 90 degrees by the time Friday arrives, leading to a hot Memorial Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 340 new coronavirus cases were reported Sunday, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to more than 11,770. At least 485 people have died, and 150,000 people have now been tested. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 1300 block of Woodmere Drive. Authorities say that a domestic altercation led to the shooting. Right now, no charges have been filed. The case will be presented to a Montgomery County grand jury for consideration. And the demolition of Smiley Court housing community is expected to begin today. Smiley Court has been vacant for several years. The Montgomery Housing Authority submitted the application for demolition back in 2017. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Fox Tomorrow. Words can't begin to describe the two-night season finale of TV's biggest show. But we'll try.
Epic.
Fierce.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Legendary.
Get ready for the Masked Singer finale that will knock everyone's masks off.
The winner is...
It's the two-night season finale of The Masked Singer.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell live from his kitchen.
How you doing?
Darn well. Eddie Bader here in the house. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. 272-9228. You know, we mentioned, hey, let's shift to local and state politics here. And, of course, the crossover is the runoff to see who will be the Republican nominee to take on Doug Jones for a Senate seat in November. And, I guess Mike Carson over at AL.com was thinking the same way we were, Jack, because 4 minutes ago he posted this headline.
Mike Kaysen.
Kaysen, excuse me. Reading too fast. You're absolutely right. Mike Kaysen. Sorry, Mike. But he posted this headline. Tuberville attacks Sessions again over probe recusal. Tommy Tuberville's campaign has launched a new ad attacking Jeff Sessions on a recurring issue in the U.S. Senate race, Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the investigation in Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Paul Shashi, we know Paul, campaign manager for Tuberville, said today was a fitting launch for the ad because it has been 3 years since the Justice Department appointed Robert Mueller as special counsel for the investigation into whether the Trump campaign worked with Russia to affect the election. The ad shows Meet the Press host Chuck Todd asking Trump, if he had one do-over as president, what would it be? I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be attorney general. Sessions has steadfastly defended his decision to recuse as part of his commitment to follow the law. Sessions most recently spelled out all these points in an open letter on the issue. Sessions said the law required his recusal because he was a central figure in the Trump campaign. Though I went over this Andy McCarthy book again, it reminded me of a particular scene I think that was actually laid out in the Mueller report. It's right after Sessions, a few days after Sessions has recused himself, maybe a week or two, and then they fire James Comey.
And the firing of Comey was based on a recommendation by Sessions and Rod Rosenstein that had a lot more to do with how Comey handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation, the mid-year review, a mid-year exam. And, yeah, what Comey did there was just mind-boggling, honestly. He laid out all these offenses, but then said, oh, well, she didn't mean to, even though what one's motivation was or knowledge of what one was doing was not part of the statute.
Well, you know, he said they were looking into her, and then he said they they couldn't find anything that was prosecutable. And then, a week and a half before the election, he said they were opening it back up.
Right.
And that was so they could seize a computer from the New York Police Department.
Right. Connected to Mr. Weiner, Anthony Weiner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Though I remember...
whose wife worked for Hillary Clinton.
Right. Uma Abedin. They're shooting a documentary on Anthony Weiner. And the moment where all that news broke about him sexting and whatnot...
Yeah.
They got it on film. And the daggers coming out of Uma's eyes. Oh, my Lord. The fact that they caught... And then she turns to the documentarian and says, turn off the camera. It was this kind of epic moment where it's normal for couples to have their fights, but a big, high-profile political couple like that...
Imagine.
You did what?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But, okay, it's after Comey is fired for all these things. Rod Rosenstein, as Andy McCarthy writes it, is looking to get back in the good graces of the Washington crowd. And so Rosenstein, without notifying the Attorney General's office, without notifying Jeff Sessions or Sessions' deputy, I can't remember the assistant's name. I'm not even going to try, but I can't remember the assistant's name. And without informing Trump or anybody, White House counsel, Rosenstein appoints Robert Mueller as special counsel. And apparently Sessions was pissed. Sessions' aide was pissed. Rosenstein is meeting with Sessions and these folks in the Oval Office with Trump. And this is apparently when Trump said, oh, my God, what have they done? I'm effed. My presidency is over. Jeff, how could you let this happen? Like, the scene corroborated by people who witnessed it there, it's in the special counsel's report. The president goes on this tirade against Jeff Sessions. And I think that's right when that special counsel is appointed, that's when Trump, he didn't like the recusal, but then Trump said, this is why I didn't like the recusal, Jeff Sessions. And it just reminded me of that very dramatic scene behind the scenes.
Well, it's rumored that in real life, Comey and Mueller are like real, real good friends.
Mm-hmm. Thick as thieves, so to speak. And it caught everybody off guard. And this is what happens when they put Rosenstein in charge of Russia, is to appoint that special counsel. And I think for any other president, it would have been the end of the presidency. And somehow Donald Trump is Teflon Don. So, but that was the moment when, the fact that it's documented, I think that is the moment where it all blew up for Jeff Sessions with his relationship with the president.
Yeah.
And so for Tommy Tuberville to be hammering that, and this is only we're beginning now as we're getting out of the pandemic crisis and the lockdowns, you're going to see that old school politicking come back. Jeff Sessions is maintaining to Tommy Tuberville, hey, me doing the right thing is not weakness, sir. And Tuberville's saying, no, you really messed up here, and the president will remind you of it coming forward. And I believe we have Tommy Tuberville here on the show this week.
Friday.
Excellent.
He's coming in person.
Okay, do you know what hour that's going to be?
I think it's at 10:30.
Okay, very cool.
I'll confirm.
You're going to be here? I would love for you. I know he wants to see you.
How do you know that?
Because he's asked about you the last few times I've seen him.
He said, where's that Jack fella?
Yeah.
Well, I've talked to him since then, but I'm planning to be there.
Hot dog.
Mask on and everything.
Very good, very good.
I got
good.
A mask for you.
Yeah, and the big surprise is that Tuberville received 33% of the big vote on March the 3rd. 33%, Sessions got 32%. Not many folks expected Tuberville to win that early primary. And now he goes in, I think, with a good head of steam into this runoff, though the pandemic has definitely set that back. The runoff election was supposed to be on March the 31st. It'll now be on July the 14th. And we'll see we'll see where it goes, but I don't know if Sessions can overcome the heat that the president is throwing, and Tuberville is more than happy to remind folks about. And it all goes back, I think, the more you look at what happened there in early 2017, there are a lot of smart people, legal scholars, people schooled in the law, thought Jeff Sessions too quickly recused himself and it wasn't necessary.
But I'm telling you, it's more than we know. It's more than we can figure out.
Right. Right, and the way the timeline works, he did cite the rule when he recused himself, but on March the 1st, that's when the press drops, oh, Sessions met with Kislyak, which doesn't mean anything. Within that time period, it's like, oh, this big scandal. Sessions caught in a lie. He lied to Al Franken during his confirmation hearing. The Russians really were in bed with the Trump campaign. And so Sessions, that's on March the 1st. Sessions on March the 2nd comes out and recuses himself, citing the DOJ rule. So I would want to know, did Jeff Sessions actually look at any underlying documents about this investigation? Because it wasn't a true criminal investigation. It was a counterintelligence investigation on the campaign. So you had to recuse yourself from counterintelligence? Which, it just was the most damn thing I could ever think of, what they pulled off. So we'll see.
I know. And Rosenstein gets to appoint Mueller.
Right.
Why didn't Sessions get to appoint the person to conduct the investigation?
Right, somebody independent.
If he's going to recuse himself, why did he not appoint someone?
Right. So we'll see. It will be. Jeff Sessions is right about one thing. It'll be up to the Alabama voters to decide, and we'll see where this goes. But I'm looking forward to talking to Tommy Tuberville on Friday morning.
Well, if Jeff Sessions had his way, it would be up to the Washington insiders
exactly
to decide, because he's in bed with all of them. Why do you think Shelby is beating the drum trying to raise money for Sessions?
No, I'm going to ask Tommy this. I wonder who has come and tried to whisper in his ear since he got the nod from the president.
Interesting.
I'm sure there are all sorts of folks who came out of the woodwork saying, oh, Tommy, let me help you.
I loved you the whole time.
And I want to ask him, who do you trust? Who will be folks in the Senate you want to work with? These sorts of things. But also, are there any interest in a
company? We already asked him that, didn't we?
Right. Yeah. It'll be good because he's had more time, I think. It's kind of this follow-up of, you know, who's reached out to you, who do you like, who can you work with?
Yeah.
Well, flower child.
Well, one thing the Sessions, Trump trashing Sessions and endorsing Tuberville, one of the good things for Tuberville is some of those people up there who don't want to fall out of favor with Trump are not supporting Sessions anymore publicly.
Right. Publicly. Hmm. Money can be shared privately,
yeah,
though, right?
Sure.
But the problem with giving money, the problem for Sessions, is when you give money, you show up on an FEC report.
Right.
And Trump can read those just like you and I can.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But here, let's go to the phones, talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good Monday, gentlemen.
How you doing, Red Top?
Morning.
I'm doing great. First of all, Joey, let me tell you this. I scan on, what is it, Friday night or Saturday night, across the channels, and I come across wrestling. This is pitiful. This is worse than watching, waiting in between a horse race. How come it takes them 15 minutes to have a round that lasts 15 minutes and has no action in it? Too bad you weren't around during the 60s when the real wrestling was going on in Garrett Coliseum. You'd have seen some real people getting pounded around.
I don't always watch the latest product. I watch a lot of classic stuff, like the Chi-Town Rumble, the match between Ric Flair and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And I like watching old pay-per-views.
Ric Flair. Love Ric Flair.
And I tell you, when I moved back to Montgomery in 2000 and got ready to record an album, and I got the studio ready, and few of the guys came in. Ironically, they were all from Prattville. They wanted to watch wrestling on my TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Bubba, you're never going to watch wrestling on my TV in my house. It lowers your IQ immediately.
Okay.
It's entertaining, man. It's just entertainment.
I'm sorry. I'll listen. I go towards Stravinsky instead of wrestling. I feel everybody's being
so cultured.
Yeah, so cultured.
No, there's no culture in Stravinsky. Thank you. I see you've been watching wrestling way too much. I feel the economy is going to be kicking butt by the end of the year. I haven't drank the Kool-Aid that everybody else is drinking about the doom and gloom. This economy is going to pick up, and it's going to do very good.
Red Tot, let me ask you something. With your business, have you noticed any kind of lag?
Hell no!
That's what I'm saying. In my business, this is as busy as I've ever been. I do know in some of the big production, car manufacturing, and even some paint manufacturers, that supply line is a little bit of an issue, and they're trying to overcome it. But because, you know, everything got to crank back up, so those suppliers were shut down, and now they've got to crank
back up. Well, the paint companies never shut down, and they never stop the supply. Home Depot is bringing in paint like you would not believe. It's moving fast. And Elon Musk, another reason why he wants to move to Texas is because of the space program. You know,
right.
SpaceX has now retired the Dragon, and now all the rest of the flights are going to be on the Crew Dragon, which is going to carry up astronauts. And the next trip to the International Space Station by Americans is going to be done by SpaceX.
Hmm.
And the beginning of the moon landing has already started. Nobody knows much better than all that, but with the launch of the Israeli rover and satellite to the moon, they're the ones that discovered actual water ice on the moon. They are mapping out and in detail where the Americans are going to land in 2024. So there's a lot going on in Texas, especially Huntsville and Cape Canaveral, that's going to come to fruition, and Elon Musk is very much involved in that. And he is a genius entrepreneur, and he's a good guy. I don't know where Randall gets all this stuff from. He needs to stop worrying. He's drinking gallons of his Kool-Aid along with everybody else.
No, and if he just watches a little wrestling, he'll be all right.
I think he will. Terry Adams, too. These guys drink way too much Kool-Aid now. You know, the world ain't going to end. There's not a bunch of Satan's angels going to be flying around. The earth has been here. It's going to keep being here.
With the other tacos, I encourage you to take it up with Terry, for instance.
I can't call him. I call him every week.
I don't want you on here criticizing him.
No doubt about it. He's a great guy, and he comes up with interesting stuff. He just doesn't take calls.
And plus, he needs to keep in mind you're the crusty curmudgeon of talk radio.
No doubt about it. But you know what? I deal in reality every day, not all this Kool-Aid drinking stuff.
Okay.
Like Eddie, we deal in reality.
Very much.
And reality is here, and it's working for America.
Well, I appreciate it.
Roll Tide, go Trump.
War Eagle. Oh, I see that word, war. War.
I'm triggered.
Oh, no. 272-9228. Folks, you know, speaking of the painting market being, you know, going strong.
Yeah.
Why not check out New Look Decorating
Now's
Center?
The time.
Yeah, don't go to a big box store. Spend your money with great local folks
like
Brian Carr and Brett Lanham over there at New Look Decorating Center. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway.
And they carry great name brand paint.
Benjamin Moore authorized paint. They have the expert eyes for color selection and matching your existing colors to keep that continuity in the home. And maybe you've been sitting around, whether you're looking for a do-it-yourself job or you're going to hire out a contractor, tell them to go to New Look Decorating.
Mm-hmm.
You can call them at 271-0007, 271-0007. Again, 6237 Atlanta Highway. Whether you're looking for interior or exterior paint and stain supplies, New Look Decorating is the place. They've been going strong for years. And, hey, when you use New Look Decorating, not only are you giving support to a great local business for a great product, you're also developing a relationship. And you always go back to them. They keep your information on file, easy to work with. Again, top quality product and top quality service.
What if I don't know what color I want, Joey?
They'll help you out.
If I bring in a picture of like my room and say, hey, what color would this be?
That's where their expertise comes.
Decorators on staff.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent.
That's what you need.
Exactly. Decorators on staff. They can make that inspiration, even if it isn't fully fleshed out, a reality for you. So again,
and once you deal with Brett,
yeah,
he'll never forget.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
how you doing?
Darn well. Appreciate the guys over at New Look Decorating Center.
Love them.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228.
It's all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time. And I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. We also have Eddie Bader here in the house, in the studio. And folks, this part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. So, Eddie, you got any hot listings you want to talk about today?
And I've got listings that I'm selling quicker than I can get listings, actually. I picked up two new listings this week. This weekend I'll be talking about, hopefully tomorrow, a great one in Millbrook. Beautiful four-bedroom, three-bath house with a pool, just absolutely gorgeous. But also, you know, since I've taken on, or she has joined me, my partner Christy Kane, we have just been hot as fire. If you've got a property you're considering selling, give us a call. Would love to meet with you, talk to you how we can get this thing sold quickly, put that money in your pocket quickly. Right now, housing market's on fire. People are in quarantine, but we're selling houses faster than we can get them on the market. So give us a call today. You can reach me at my personal phone. It's or you can call our office, 551-0225, or you can check us out on Facebook, Eddie Sells Houses, or you can look up Christy. I think it's Sold by Christy on Facebook. We've got all our listings on there, and you can reach out to us. We'd love to meet with people and help you get your house sold, and we also work with buyers all day long. So give us a call, 322-0662.
Again, folks, that's 322-0662, number for Eddie Bader and the whole team over there at the Goodson Group. It's great folks that he's working with. Y'all talk to him today, whether you're looking to buy or sell. Well, Jack, we've got more phone calls lined up here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
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 What's left of it? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I saw some, one of the scariest things I've ever seen this morning on Fox News. I don't know if y'all were watching it.
What was it?
Huh?
Yeah, what was scary?
Hey, Jim?
Jim?
Jim, you there, buddy?
It scared him to death, literally.
Apparently.
Yeah, I guess it struck him mute. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Hey, guys. Good morning, Chick.
Good morning,
on this
Clint.
Monday.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
Doing good. And Eddie Bader?
Yes, sir.
I live in a 35-foot camper.
I can sell it.
And, no, you can't tell it.
No, I said I can sell it.
Oh, no, I ain't selling it.
Oh.
If I could buy that house, I would, but I ain't got a need for a house like that. A lot of people do, but... And I hope you sell some homes.
Thank you. I'm selling them as quick as I can get them on the market.
Good for you. My call, Jack Campbell, I totally disagree with you at the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay, go ahead. Beat my ass over it.
Well, I'm being nice. About Obama. I wish Obama would get more on the TV and talk, and Biden, too. It's only going to help our President Trump. The more they talk, the better Trump will look. And what do you say?
I'm just saying that Obama fires up the base, and I'm not sure Biden does.
No, he doesn't. You know that. I know that. And Obama cannot fire up the base either.
Ooh.
So what's the point?
Obama can fire up his base, Clint.
He can fire up his base. And he can fire up, to a degree, our base. But
exactly. That's my whole point. The more they talk, the more it helps Donald Trump. In my opinion. That's only my opinion.
I understand. And you're entitled to it. And I'll still love you no matter whether you disagree with me or not.
Well, and I'm glad it's your opinion and not somebody else's, Clint.
Ain't that great? That's what makes America great, you know.
Oh, yes.
People. Yeah. All right, guys, have a great day.
You too, Clint.
You too.
Thank you, Clint. 272-9228. Coming up, at the end of last week, the governor.
Governor?
Our granny governor. Actually, I give K.I.V. a hard time, but...
Hey, Joey, hold on.
Yeah.
You hear my dog drinking water?
No, I don't.
No, but I could tell Bugsy had something to say.
I heard him bark earlier. But Kay Ivey sent a letter talking about how she's going to spend some of this CARES Act money, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Oh, good.
We give her a hard time, but I think it could be a lot worse.
Oh, definitely.
And our current governor could be a lot worse.
You could have that Burns fella back in there.
I can hear him now.
He's gone. He got his fill. He's out of here. Quay's here, so he's excited.
Well, let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Jim is back. Hey, Jim.
Sorry about that. My phone malfunctioned. I saw something really scary this morning. Donna Brazile was on Fox News from her home with no makeup and her hair all disheveled. I mean, good Lord. They should have put a bag over her head when she was doing this interview.
The very idea that Fox News hired her to be a contributor after her stint on CNN, where she leaked debate questions to Hillary, is disgraceful.
Right.
But they said,
why would you even have somebody like that?
Right. She lost all credibility, but she came back and said, well, I admitted to it, so it's okay now. No, it's not.
Well, admit to it is one thing. Apologizing for it is another.
True, Jack.
Yeah, boy, that was scary. Anyways, you know, I noticed that Fox is quit doing the death things up on the screen all the time. Unlike MSNBC and CNN, they continue to flash the reports up there of the 0.0296 death rate percentage that people claim. What was they were claiming earlier in the year? 3%, 4%, 5%. It's 0.0296%. I think people just and what are they going to do when this thing really starts winding down and people are out and getting back and doing what's the mainstream media going after next? I mean, what are they going to be doing? They're going to just hold on to this thing and not let it go?
Oh, sure.
They're going to talk about how the economy has stalled.
Right.
Yeah. And this thing on face masks, that's a joke. People need to quit. There's two reasons people wearing face masks now, except for the real, you know, sick people. Maybe I'm not talking about those people and the people that are in the medical field, but they wear it as the security blanket and as propaganda. I saw MSNBC, this guy standing outside in Oregon, outside in the clear, nothing there, wearing a face mask reporting. Now, what's the purpose of that?
Well, you know what the
nobody
purpose
around
of it is.
Him. And Oregon's got like 137 people have died. 137 people in the whole state.
Okay.
This face mask thing, I think people are going to quit wearing them after a while. It's just, I don't think they do it make a difference one way or the other.
Well, I know why people wear them like at Publix. Because everybody looks like hell, and they don't want people to recognize them.
Yeah, they pull a hat down over their head, put on sunglasses and a mask, and you don't know who it is.
And that's right. You could rob many a bank like that.
I think that's why the banks won't open, man, until this mask thing clears up. You can go in a bank with a mask on. You're just looking for trouble.
I mean, can you go into banks now at all with an appointment or something?
I think you have to have an appointment. When I met with my banker last week, I had to have an appointment. But
yeah,
even
when
then,
is that going
to? It'll be up to each business.
Yeah, I think once one of them starts, the other one will fall right in line.
When is the thing with bars and nightclubs? When is that going to end? Never?
You can still go into a bar.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's just limited capacity.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really that. It was the ones that had these games. That's the one that they were.
Well, the casinos.
AL.com was talking about, you know, the ones that have games, tournaments and stuff.
Yeah.
At the bars, they cut all that stuff out.
Well, the casinos, I think, are set to open at the end of May, 1st of June, which is even Vegas. It's going to be strange. I seen a picture, and like at a card table, there was plexiglass all the way around the table. It was really strange. I don't think it's going to work. But for some people, you got to do something.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not going to be the new normal. You just can't live like that for the rest of our lives in cubicles. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just I think people are getting fed up and more people are going to start filing lawsuits and stuff against this overstepping by these local governments and stuff.
It'll eventually work out to where the government won't be involved, but people will have their own risk profiles.
Right.
And some folks are going to take more precautions than others, especially if you are, you know, vulnerable.
Well, also,
but it's not the vast majority of the population. Jim, we got to run. I appreciate it.
I think insurance companies will get involved too for businesses because there'll be a lot of liability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone says, "Oh, I got the corona and I went because I went to this place," and so
Well, and they're working on that at the federal and state level. We got to hit another break here. 272-9228. At the end of last week, Governor Ivey sent a letter. To the legislature talking about the $1.8 billion given to the state of Alabama to deal with the COVID-19 crisis. And she shared how she would like to spend the money. Though there's a little bit of a wrestling match over the legislature. It is very powerful wanting to be the one to appropriate most of the funds and leaving the governor only about $200 million or so sugar for her to spend. But
well, the very idea they're talking about building a new state house.
That was ridiculous.
With coronavirus money.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That is absolutely absurd. It's all about them, though. You know that.
Right.
It's all about them.
So more news and views when we come back. We'll get into that as well as field some calls. 272-922-8 if you want to get in.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but we'll soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a change to start this new week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today, and then they will start to diminish in the overnight hours tonight. Today's high up to about 82, so we're cooler today. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, nice day, comfortable, high in the upper 70s. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. Wednesday's a comfortable day, up around 80. A little warmer Thursday, mid-80s, and teetering close to 90 degrees by the time Friday arrives, leading to a hot Memorial Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
I really like this song.
Oh, yeah. I Found You by the Alabama Shakes. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Great band. Kind of that
you
old...
You never play Florence and the whatever they are.
Florence and the Hendersons?
I don't mind them, but Florence and the Machine.
Oh.
Florence and the Hendersons.
Florence...
Florence is okay. I tend to like Alabama Shakes. I just love that old soul sound, a little updated. Really good stuff. But here, 272-9228, we've got some...
Let me say this.
Yeah.
The very idea that anybody in the legislature even mentioned building a new state house with federal money for the coronavirus has really lost their mind.
Amen.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why they are. Now, listen, that just to give you a little history, the Alabama State House used to be the highway department.
Mm-hmm.
And in, when they were remodeling the Capitol back in the mid-'80s, around 84, 85, everything was moved to the State House. Finance director, the governor was on the first floor. And that's where they served while the Capitol was being renovated. And the legislature, which had met in the Capitol, also was moved. Both the House and the Senate was moved, were moved over to the State House. It's always been an impractical building.
Right.
But the very idea that they suggested building a new State House is pretty insane to me.
Yeah, and what's up for grabs here is $1.8 billion handed down from the federal government. But it might as well be manna from heaven, right, guys? Because it's just money grows on trees, right?
Can't they give every citizen a $1 million now?
But it's $1.8 billion that has to be spent by the end of the year or the money goes back to the federal government. Ooh. Governor Ivey has proposed an executive amendment that would essentially give her most of the authority to spend the money. But any expenditure over $2.5 million, she'd have to give a 14-day notice to the legislature, and they could go yay or nay on it. Speaker McCutcheon likes the idea. The Senate Republicans are a little more like, oh, I wish he had told us earlier about this.
Oh, that's Del Marsh bloviating like he always does because he wants to get his greedy little hands on the money.
That came from William Califf, spokesman for the Republican Senate caucus. It's extremely disappointing that no one in Senate leadership was included in the discussion of how to spend the nearly $2 billion of the CARES Act funding. We will have to review this as an entire Senate Republican caucus before the final decision can be made on whether or not the Senate will vote to concur with the executive amendment.
Well, they better do it, or they're going to be, you know, look like a bunch of greedy. Well, look like what they are.
Right.
But what Ivy's plan is up to $300 million to reimburse state agencies for expenses directly related to the pandemic, $250 million to reimburse local governments for expenses due to the pandemic, $250 million to support delivery of health care and related services to citizens because of the pandemic, up to $300 million to support citizens, businesses, and nonprofit and faith-based organizations directly impacted by the pandemic, $53 million to reimburse equipment, blah, 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 $300 million for expenses related to technology and infrastructure for distance learning, which is quite interesting, $200 million to reimburse costs necessary to address the pandemic by DOC, $10 million for reimbursing costs to ensure access to courts during the pandemic, $5 million to reimburse the general fund, and the money can be used as a sort of a loan program to the ETF or the general fund to offset delayed tax receipts because of the pandemic.
So whatever.
Yeah,
some of that's a bunch of crap.
Oh, right. So it'll be pretty creative. We'll see how that $1.8 billion actually gets spent.
I mean, I love the way she's already spent it.
Right, and I'm sure.
Right.
Well, I don't like her either, so there you have it.
But here, we've got like five people on the phones here. Let's go to Lori very quickly. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, fellas.
How you doing?
Hey, Jack. I just wanted to say this about my favorite senator, Mr. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of you heard him yesterday on Fox saying that it was funny. He's right on it. And he just says it like a good old country boy. And he said, we need to investigate Obama for what he's done. And he said, but there are so many in Congress that's got their head up their butt, they won't do anything. And I was like, right on. You know, he's right on it.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I like John Kennedy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He just lays it on the line. And another thing about, I just want to say this real quick about Kay Ivey. I think they mentioned something about giving some of that money to the prison. Yeah. I mean, are they going to wallpaper or something?
Yeah, because, you know. But, I mean, what, you know, that's not what the coronavirus right. money is supposed to go to. It's like taking that BP oil settlement money and building a beach resort.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what it's intended for, you know?
I know. They don't know how to. He's right. They got their heads up their behind. They don't know how to spend money. They don't know what to do.
Well, and they're going to decide
what's right
whether
and what's from wrong.
Right, they're going to decide whether or not to accept her executive amendment, and she proposed up to $200 million for reimbursement of costs necessary to address the pandemic by the DOC, Department of Corrections, prisons. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wanted to throw that in.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
All right, guys. Love you. Bye.
272-9228. We got to hit a last break here, Jack.
You and your
what?
Break,
yeah.
You, we you and your break. Breaks.
Yeah, man. I know.
Tired of paying for this show.
Yeah, why can't we just come on in here, have no break?
Jack, this ain't NPR, buddy.
I know, we don't talk like this.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been cleaned, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneking yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneking yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneking, the King of Clean.
Prattville Carpet will remain open for business during this time. As always, you can call them at 285-8117 for a free measurement. And now they even have a mobile showroom where they can bring flooring samples to your home. Prattville Carpet is taking all precautions necessary to ensure the safety of their employees and customers. Washing hands, sanitization. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local businesses. Schedule your free measurement today. All you have to do is call 285-8117 and they will come to you. Call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. Today.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. 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 There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing moments here. News and Views from 9 to noon on a Monday. I'm Joey Clark.
See Quay?
Yeah, I did see Quay. His ex.
Quay said, "You got some sexy friends." And I said, "Too bad I'm not sexy." She said, you will be when I get through with you.
Yeah.
Quay helping Jack out there at the house. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cranky. Hey, Cranky.
Hey, good morning, Eddie and Jack and Joey and anybody else in there, the NSA listening or whoever.
Yeah.
Hey, got a quick question for Jack while I think about it. I keep forgetting to ask. I know you're running out of time, but Jack, whatever happened to the Blunt International, the construction company, did it get bought up by somebody else? Or
I'm thinking it did. Back in the 80s, they were blowing and going for a long time. And because I used to visit Red Blunt out there at his office. That must be what happened to him. Because everybody in the family got a lot of money. I know that out of whatever happened. Mm-hmm. So I think you're probably right.
What used to be them was still in existence or not. But I did a lot of work at Capitol Filmworks back in the day for them. All of the stuff that was done over in Saudi Arabia, I mean, it was billions of close to 40 years ago, billions of dollars.
That's right.
Construction work over there. I mean, they literally took them from, living in sand and tents to, 21st century housing. But wanted to shout out to Randall real quick and tell him happy birthday. And I'm not going to sing because he's a good guy and y'all are good guys and y'all are good people. But, Jack, I have a bone of contention with what you said about the State House. They need the most plush and comfortable condition.
I get it.
Because the more comfortable they are, the better legislation they can pass for us dumbasses who can't think for ourselves and tie our own shoes.
The more they have free license to steal more money.
Well, there is that, too. Y'all have a good day. I'll turn it back over to you. Have a good week.
Cranky called late Friday to report that Jim Ziegler's son had died.
Right.
And that is true. And our thoughts and prayers go out to him and Jackie and the family.
Absolutely.
His son, people think when somebody 26 dies, it's drugs. It wasn't.
No.
He had been having some fainting issues, and I think they were trying to get it pinpointed, but he died before they could get it figured out.
Absolute shame. So, absolute shame.
Yeah.
I hate the Duke dropped off because I saw him not too long ago over at my gym, Express Fitness 24/7. They are now open, folks, COVID-19 compliant. They took the time being shuttered up by governor's orders to completely renovate the gym. This is Express Fitness 24/7 over at the old Hogan's Gym location on Harrison Road, 3331 Harrison Road. And so it's 24/7 access.
That's nice.
Month-to-month payments after a low sign-up fee, so no long-term contracts that you get locked into. And they've got state-of-the-art equipment, so whether you're looking to do some barbell workouts, get that bench and squat in, or you looking for weight machines or cardio machines.